6:54 this morning, and if you've just turned on your radios and joined us, welcome into it. And by now, I'm sure many of you are aware that out in Christchurch, New Zealand, a very unfortunate situation has unfolded where Masjid al-Noor out in the city of Christchurch in New Zealand has been victim to a mass shooting. It's reported roughly that between 4 to 6 people have been killed in this incident, and very, very sad. But of course, this morning, we cross over and speak to a Cape Townian living in Auckland in New Zealand for the past 13 years, and some of his relatives have been directly affected by this incident. Muhammad Abbas, assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, shukra for having me, although this is a very difficult time.
A very difficult time indeed. Briefly, you know, explain to us what has been going on.
Yeah, look, just after Jumu'ah prayers today, we were alerted to a event, and a fluid event that was unfolding at a masjid in Christchurch. For context, New Zealand is split into two different islands, the North Island and Christchurch, with quite a sizable Muslim community in Christchurch. There are several mosques in Christchurch. What unfolded just after Jumu'ah was that a gunman walked into Masjid al-Noor as the first mosque, and started firing at people randomly. The gunman was seen to be videoing the entire massacre, and that footage has surfaced on air. So much so on Facebook and social media. I do encourage people not to watch the footage. If you are going to go there, please make sure that you are aware that it's sensitive footage. You know, people in New Zealand, including myself, that have seen the footage are deeply disturbed by it, so please exercise caution and please don't show the video footage or any social media footage to children at all. It is really graphic. So not only did the shooting occur at Masjid al-Noor Mosque, but it also at Linwood Masjid in Christchurch, and there are reports of further shooters at the Christchurch Hospital. But also this afternoon we learned there's an active event unfolding at Papanui High School, which is also in Christchurch. As of 15 minutes ago, we believe that there are now 4 suspects in custody, but all masjids across New Zealand has been put on lockdown. Our local masjid in Auckland, which is miles apart from Christchurch, has also been put on lockdown, and special police services are looking out for the Muslim community at large.
Mohammed, at this point in time, you know, is it understood as to what the motive behind this could be?
Look, at this stage, there's speculation at best. I think it's still very early, early in the investigation. The situation is still a live situation. It's not a situation that's now blown over or fully contained. We understand that Christchurch is still in lockdown. There are still schools, including universities, that are in lockdown. All of the masajids are in lockdown. The hospital's also got special security forces. As I mentioned earlier on, there is a live event at one of the schools. There's a manifest that's been posted by the gunman, one of the main gunmen, who happens, there's speculation that he's Australian, in terms of having posted on social media his intentions to carry out this attack. But at this stage, there's mixed feelings amongst New Zealanders. Some are labeling it a act of terror. Others are calling it a hate crime. At the end of the day, I think what we have to focus on at this moment is there are multiple people, multiple reports of casualties, multiple people that have passed away. I would like to urge all of us to remain calm and concentrate on praying for those who are affected and those who have been rushed to hospital as well.
Are there individuals or anyone that you know that has been directly affected by this?
Absolutely. We have a close family member that lives in Christchurch. He relocated from Auckland to Christchurch. He was at the Linwood Masjid when this occurred. I managed to get hold of him. He is clearly distraught. Himself and his wife was in the masjid. They managed to escape in the nick of time, so alhamdulillah, they weren't hurt. But a fellow Muslim brother that attended the Jumu'ah prayers with him was shot. He's now in hospital and being attended to. His condition is unknown at this stage, but his description of events, although a very brief conversation, as we were shaken up, it, you know, he's never seen anything like this. He's never seen anything like this on TV, and that's his exact words. And it's uncomprehendable. I can't explain how the mood is at the moment, all the way in Auckland. I came away from a conference, and I can tell you that across everyone that we've spoken to, all people calling into the radio stations in New Zealand as well, people are generally distraught and in shock.
Has, or, you know, has New Zealand had previous events like this in the history of New Zealand? Have incidents like this occurred previously? Is this the first time? Are authorities adequately able to deal with the situation on hand?
Yeah, good question. It's never happened here before. You know, in my 13 years of being here, my parents have been here for well over 15 years now. We've never, ever experienced any form of racial discrimination or religious discrimination, so much so that we can't remember the last time we've heard of any event, anything remotely close to this, let alone gunshots, right? The police, the government authorities, the Prime Minister was on air twice so far. She's flown back to Parliament and hosting an emergency briefing there. The police have been rather proactive with an hourly update from the police commissioner. And, you know, I admire the fact that they have responded really quickly, but not only to the live situation there, but also they have contacted the local Muslim authority here, which is the equivalent of the NJC in South Africa, and they call FIANS, the Federated Islamic Authority of New Zealand. And through that interaction, they've shut down all the masajids across the country and providing police security.
Mohammed, in terms of, you know, the reaction by the scholars, you know, the Muslim leaders, what has their reaction been to this event?
Look, to be totally honest, everyone's just in shock and mortified, if there's, for the lack of a better description, not only Muslim scholars, but just general high-profile individuals in public, as well as moms and dads and even children at home. I was in a different masjid for Jummah. My son was in the masjid just down the road from school. And the mood at the masjid as well, you know, they are naturally quite scared. I came home to a family that's quite disturbed and quite scared, and kids that are quite scared and concerned as well. And we've never, ever experienced that feeling here. I must say, though, you know, there's videos on social media as well as on the New Zealand Herald.co.nz. A great source for any Cape Townians or anyone for that matter wanting to keep up to date with news. That's nzherald.co.nz. There's videos of Sonny Bill Williams, as you know, a all-black football player or rugby player. And he posted a video as well asking for Muslims generally to be calm and to focus our attention on praying for those who are affected, but also expressing his utter condolences, but also disgust at this violent act.
Well, Mohammed Abbas, I'd like to thank you for your time this morning. And of course, us in South Africa, we are keeping you all in our prayers. But thank you for joining us and providing that brief update this morning.
Susnima, if I may add,
go ahead.
You know, when situations like this unfold, generally as human beings, our natural defense and our natural reaction is that of defense. The non-Muslim community has been really supportive. I just got a message and a call from a non-Muslim friend, and his request was, we heard that the masjids are shut down. We understand you've got three more prayers for the day. We are willing to form a human chain of non-Muslims to make sure that Muslims can pray safely in the masjid. So, you know, there is good in humanity, and let's not lose sight of the good of humanity out there for the 1% of people that resort to violence in this form.